Do you ever look around and think, wow, the world is a crazy place, and it just seems to get crazier and crazier? Ease your mind and take a break. This is Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. We're a hub for inspirational Christian sermons, practical keys for Christian living, and Christian discussions and interviews. You'll be inspired to live the life that you were created for. Your host is a top-ranking podcaster, best-selling author, world record holder, aerospace engineer, life coach, evangelist, and founder of John Gifta International. Welcome to Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta.
Hello, everyone. It's wonderful for me to be here back on this edition of the Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta podcast. It's so awesome for me to be with each one of you under the sound of my voice, where I want to talk to you today about something I believe is so important and so powerful that you and I need to look at in our life as well. But see, when we think about the moment when we say, John, you know what? I don't have the right people. I don't have the right connections. I don't have the resources. I don't have who I need in my life. I don't have what I need in my life. I don't know. God has shown something big. God has given me a big vision. God has given me a big dream. God has placed big desires in my heart and promises that He has deposited within me. And I believe that He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly, far and beyond whatever I could ask, think, or imagine. But John, in reality, I don't have what I need. I don't have practical requirements for me to accomplish what He has promised over my life. Well, can I tell you something? I want to talk to you today from Luke chapter 1. As we're talking a lot about, you know, the story around the birth of Jesus Christ, and there's a moment when an angel of the Lord appears to Mary and says that, you know what, you are going to bear a child. And here's the thing I want you to understand. She's engaged to Joseph, but not yet married to Joseph. And this is what Mary asks in verse 34 of Luke chapter 1 in the NLT version. This is what it says. Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin. How is this possible?" Now, you may be in a position where you're saying, she's asking a valid question because she's not yet married. She doesn't have the right person in her life at this point, because she's not technically married. This is not 2023, guys. This is way back in this olden times of society. And you need to understand that, you know what, there was no way she could have a child without getting married. And here's a moment when she says, "How is this possible?" And guess what? The angel says in verse 35, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." And goes on to say that, you know, so the baby will be born holy and he will be called the Son of God. And here's the thing I want you to understand. What God is showing to us is there are times when practically you don't have the right people, the things that you need, the people that you need, the resources that you need. In reality, in logic, in paper, it doesn't work out. It doesn't make any sense. But that's where we understand that we serve a God who can do beyond what our natural mind can even comprehend. We serve a God who can do the impossible. He is a God who's not limited by logic. He's not limited by nature and natural ways of getting things done. He's a God who can do exceedingly and abundantly, far and beyond whatever you could ask, think, or even imagine. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, or even the mind can conceive the things that God has prepared for you because you love the Lord. Today, I want you to understand this important truth, guys, that you know what, you may be in a position where you're saying, "I don't have what it takes. I need these things to get this done." You know, in the sense like Mary should have said, "You know what, how is this possible? I should have had Joseph married to me before this can happen, but how is this possible? This doesn't make sense. Naturally, this doesn't make sense logically, this doesn't make sense according to science, but I'm here to announce to you that we serve a God who's about to boggle your mind. We serve a God who's an expert in doing the impossible. We serve a God who's going to defile the laws of nature. He's going to defile the odds to do the impossible and show up in a way that you never even thought possible." Can you take the limits off and trust Him today?
You've been listening to Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. We hope you were blessed and inspired to live the life that God has for you. Make sure to subscribe to the John Gifta YouTube channel for regular uploads of sermons, skits, interviews, and more. Follow John Gifta on Instagram for regular inspirational posts. And don't forget to check out the best-selling books written by John Gifta, Who Am I?, which will help you understand your identity, and the latest number one bestseller, Unveil Your Purpose, helping you discover your purpose and to start walking in it. Make sure to leave a rating and review, and be sure to share it with your friends and loved ones. If you'd like to donate, you can find the PayPal link in the description. And if you'd like to invite John Gifta to speak at your event or to get more details, go to the website at www.johngifta.com. See you on the next episode of the Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. God bless you.